is Michael Vislosky with KPAY Sports 1290, and with me today is Nick Maximov, a local MMA fighter who just a couple weeks ago fought on Dana White's UFC Contender Series season finale. Nick, how you doing, man? How was your holidays?
It was good, man. It was good. I'm doing well. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So, you fought on the finale of the season for the UFC Contender Series. How did this come about?
One day, my pops got a call from my manager. I was on my way to Stockton and whatnot, and my manager told us that we got a call to do a late notice Contender Series fight, and we hopped on it as soon as we got it.
Now, what do you normally fight at? What is your weight class? What do you normally feel comfortable fighting at?
Lately I've been fighting at 205, but I try to get to 185 if that's possible, which is the middleweight division.
So that leads me into this. This was a catch weight fight, as they say, correct?
Yeah.
And your opponent, his name was Oscar Cota. He was also, I had a pretty decent record himself.
Yeah.
He came in at, I believe it was 263.5.
Yeah.
And what did you weigh in at?
209 pounds.
But that doesn't honestly tell the whole story, because in your post-fight interview, which we'll talk about a little later, you actually referenced something that had happened the day of the fight.
The day of the fight, I actually got kind of sick and whatnot, and I actually weighed lighter the day of the fight than I did the day of weigh-ins, which
what
is
do
crazy.
You think you actually, not the 209, what do you think your weight honestly might have been?
205, 204.
So it was a good 60-pound difference.
Yep.
Fighting this guy. Okay. Yeah. So with that being said, you knew that there was going to be a weight difference. What was the plan, the fight plan going in? Were you able to stick to that, or did you have to deviate in the fight?
It was more hit him and don't get hit, because it probably hurt really bad. You know, I mean, even on the bottom when he was hitting me, man, it was hurting just because he was so much bigger.
That being said, pretty much from go, it looked like, and I watched the whole fight. First fight I've watched in a long first full fight I've watched in a long time, so it was cool to watch.
Yeah.
It looked like you pretty much dominated the first 2 minutes of the first round, and then round two and three, you were just on him the whole round. But at any point in that first round, when he eventually got on top of you, did you feel in danger, or what was going on in your mind?
I didn't feel in danger, but at one point I was thinking in my head, and I swear to God, I'm like, why am I doing this? What am I here right now for? Because I was like, this guy is so big and so strong. Every punch hurt, and I was like, man, what am I doing right now? Why I don't even... I'm like, do I even enjoy this? Just all these thoughts going to my head, because I'm like sitting on bottom getting punched or something, and it's like, what am I? I don't even know why I'm doing this right now. You know,
when in I've never actually. I mean, I've always watched UFC as a fan, never been able to actually interview anybody or know anybody that's doing any kind of MMA. When you're in the moment and you have your coaches around you, do you hear what they're saying when you're in the heat of battle, or is it kind of like some athletes say? They, like a pitcher, they zone everything out. They only see the batter. They don't hear the crowd. Do you hear your coaches?
You know, I think my thought process with fans there, I don't typically hear them. You know, but with no fans there, I do hear them. But at the end of the day, a coach in the fight's not going to teach you anything. It's like you either go in there knowing what to do or you don't.
So,
that's it.
That being said, did you pretty much stick? Was the game plan pretty much get on top of him, try to just land shots?
Finish.
Okay, and so you kind of knew it was going to go the full three, and you were going to have to win on points.
And I knew that was going to be hard, because I'm like, he's so much bigger, I could probably get really tired from trying to carry his weight, this and that. But it worked in my favor. I was in good shape. So it all worked out well, but it was definitely, I'm like, I'm probably not going to finish him on the feet, so we got to get this to the ground.
I'll be honest. You could definitely tell you were in the better shape of the two fighters.
Yeah, definitely.
In the post-fight interview, which I said we were going to reference earlier, as you were walking to do the interview with the UFC lady, you stopped and had a conversation with the gentleman who everything was COVID safe, everything was good, and he was behind the glass. You were having a conversation about you heard of a fighter pulling out of something else. What was that about?
I heard a fighter pull out. So I fought on Tuesday. I heard a fighter pulled out Saturday, and I was trying to tell him, hey, I'm ready to fight Saturday if you need somebody. And I was on wait. I'm like, everything's fine. I'm like, I'll fight Saturday if you need him. or need me. And I guess he goes, oh, the guy already flew back to Brazil, duh, duh, duh. And then I tried calling out another guy, a different guy, but I guess he wasn't available either.
So speaking of your post-fight interview, now, this is a question I want to know. After you've just fought, do you really want to go and answer questions? You were sweating, you're trying to catch your breath, and you got to walk right over and do this interview for the UFC. You know, this was on ESPN Plus. Yeah. This was a UFC. Dana White was there. People were watching. This was a legit UFC sanctioned thing. It may not be the big show yet, but you're almost there. Yeah. Did you really want to do that interview?
Not typically, man. I that's not my thing, especially after a fight. I just want to take a shower and get out of there, man.
So you did what you're supposed to. You did the interview. Your responses were, I want to fight, I want to do this, I want to do that, which is perfect. And that leads me in. You had me laughing. You had the commentators for UFC laughing. And so I want you to tell the listeners who you train for, where you train for.
I train with Nate and Nick Diaz out of the Nick Diaz Academy in Stockton, California. So I think they have a little bit of an influence on me and how I probably speak and approach things.
Now, for anybody who's not knowledgeable with UFC, the Diaz brothers are two legends of the MMA game, especially UFC. Nate Diaz, if you know a fighter in the UFC, odds are you probably know who Nate Diaz is. He's fought Conor McGregor twice. Honestly, two of McGregor's best fights were with Nate. They were absolutely all-out brawls, amazing fights. So how did you get involved with the Diaz brothers? How did that come to fruition?
Long story short, the head coach there used to work for my dad as security back in the early 2000s. I'd say back in 2013-14, we saw him at a jiu-jitsu tournament. He told us to come train, this and that, and we're like, okay, we'll hop on that and jump on that as soon as possible. So we've been training there probably for like 7-8 years now.
That's awesome. Now, they definitely seem to rub off on you. That way you spoke, though, just wanting to... Is that really the way you are, or are you taking some of what... Watching them, listening to them, learning from them, is it a little bit of a mixed pot of everything?
Sure, I would say so, but I think it's more natural. I don't try to fake anything. I don't try to be this or that. I just try to do and come off however I come off, and I try to be whoever I am. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like a Dylan Dan, like some fighters, where it's like a gimme, you know what I'm saying? I want to just be who I am and enjoy it and enjoy the ride.
Awesome. Now, you, at the end of each episode of the Contender Series, the winners all gather together, and Dana will either say, you know, you did great, he'll hand out a contract, or he'll offer maybe something else. You actually weren't there because, like you said, you had been maybe not feeling is good. Is that the reason why you were not there?
Yeah. I had to go to the hospital.
So it was out of precaution. Everything was good.
Okay. Yeah.
So in that moment, Dana offers you a spot. He didn't offer you a contract. He was impressed, but he wants to see more of you. And so he offered you a spot on another one of his shows, the UFC Fighter. Yeah. Show.
The Ultimate Fighter.
Ultimate Fighter, thank you. The name, I lost the Ultimate there for a second. I've watched it before, so that's sad.
Yeah.
What have you done? Have you taken up his offer? Are you waiting? What is the status of that?
We're trying to get a contract right now, but it's a great offer so far, and I think it's probably bigger in a way than a UFC contract. It's on TV, you're in a fighter house, you get a lot of notoriety. I think it's a great spot to be in.
If you take it, what is, as an outside fan, you know, it looks like a normal TV show. It's on once a week, you see this and that. What will it include? Will you be gone? How long will you be gone? Are you able to have outside contact? What is that situation?
You know, man, I was talking to my buddy, and he's all, man, that's like the Bachelorette of fighting, or the Bachelor of fighting. You know, it's I'm gone for 5-6 weeks. No contact with the outside world. It's pretty hardcore, and you fight twice within those 5-6 weeks, which is pretty hard, you know. Yeah, man, it's no joke.
And the Diaz brothers, have they given you any advice on it? What's there?
I've talked to Nate about it, and I think everyone has, you know, their personal opinions and whatnot, but there's a lot of pros and there's a lot of cons, obviously. It's just which weighs out which, you know, more. So, yeah, we're still weighing it out.
So now with that win, you move to 6-0. Until this... 6-0 as a pro, but you also were undefeated as an amateur too. So yeah. I think you're 11-0. It's a heck of a start.
Yeah,
that's a nice start.
Yeah.
Is there any, as you wait to see a contract or any of that, is there any fights you see coming? Because you, like you said, you told the guy, I'm ready. I want to fight. Is there anything that's come your way from some of the outside smaller leagues as of now?
You know. Nothing really. There's a few regional scenes that have talked to me in like the East Coast. But if anything comes, I want to go to Europe, Asia. I don't really want to stay in America if I don't do the Ultimate Fighter. I want to go to Japan or Russia or somewhere and fight. Create an overseas following.
Very smart. Awesome. Nick, pleasure.
Thank you.
It's been good getting to know you.
Yes.
And I will be watching. And let's plan on doing this some more after some more wins.
I'm down. I love it. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
That is Nick Maximo. I am Michael Veslovsky for KPAY Sports 1290.